Jewish Talk Radio, broadcasting live from beautiful Trout Lake, Washington. Tonight's show, we're going to have call-ins. We've had all kinds of people over and over sending me emails saying, what happened to the call-ins? And we've had such incredible guests that we couldn't really cut them off. They only have an hour, and they had probably 3 hours of information to bring out. So, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag. The majority of people said, you know, what... You know, how come you didn't let him talk, or how come you, you know, interrupted him? And other guests would say, hey, how come you're not letting call him? So anyway, the name of the show is As You Wish Talk Radio. So the main premise of that is to, you know, put a show out there for the people and let people talk and talk about some of their own experiences and, you know, give an open forum, just like the ranch here. I should have called it As You Wish Ranch, but we're trying to bring cutting-edge authors and physicists and scientists and Native American elders, all kinds of people together to, you know, share in the cutting-edge technologies and the ancient wisdom and, you know, bring it all together. And you'd be surprised how it does all come together in the end. But that's been one of my dreams here at the ranch, and it's been working out beautifully. With some big conferences coming up in July 6th through 8th. We're having a great conference here. You can go to ECETI.org to check out the lineup of speakers. I'm also working with Mary Rodwell and a few others that look like they might be coming on board. We're not sure yet. So there's a couple more speakers that we haven't put up on the list. You know, tonight's an interesting night. I don't know if it's a good idea to do a call-in night tonight, but because it might get real bizarre, because we have a lunar eclipse, a full moon, a major planetary lineup going on. There's a lot of energy moving, and people are just having all kinds of experiences right now, including people seeing a lot of different things hanging around their dining room tables. Looks like something we'll talk about later, but a lot of paranormal activity going on.
I am here. Sorry.
Anyway, there's so much going on with this vibrational lifting and, you know, the awakened healing process that, you know, it's time for us to all bend inward.
Can you hear me okay?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Barely hear you.
How's that? Is that a little better?
A little better.
Okay, how's that? Better?
You sound like a robot.
Oh, I see. How's that? Is that a little better?
A little better.
Not too bad now?
Yeah, you're sounding like robotic. It's quite interesting.
Robotic, huh? Well, let's see. Yes, correct. I know why. Because we have some interesting machine on here. There we go.
Probably the visitors.
Okay, how's that? Is that a little better?
That's a lot better.
Right there?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
So you want to tell us, Don, you want to tell us about your visitors?
You know, it has been, am I still sounding robotic? A little bit. Okay, let's see if we can clear that up. It might just be, let's just do that real quick. Okay. How's that? You still hearing me good?
Yeah, I can hear you pretty well.
Okay.
I don't think it's my equipment, but
no,
it's
probably on this end.
Yeah,
I got all new equipment, but I'm just fiddling with it and it's having fun.
Uh-huh.
Boy, James, You're right. Changes. I mean, there's a word for 2007, isn't it? You know, I was telling Wynn the other day, I thought it felt like it. And, you know, I told a couple people, and they asked me what it is. And I said, it feels like integration transformation, it. And the other night I did a meditation, and man, this is going to sound really nutty, you know. And I'm a guy who's kind of like you, James. I mean, I want them to prove it, and they proved it to yourself and to me, and it's pretty hard to deny it at our point. But this was really rather different. I had a group of beings sit down with me at my table. And all the way around my table, literally in a circle, and one of them got up and sat right next to me, the right-hand side on the couch next to me, and the others were all in a circle around me. And the one to the right of me was human-looking, with robes. And the others had on the green-white robes, more white, little bits of green, and they were various mixes of human to humanoid, and some more... I have to tell you, almost one of them looked almost like he was reptilian, and the other one looked like small, round head, big eyes, and then there was others, but it was an interesting gathering, and the energy, oh, my, I mean, it was beautiful, 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 beautiful. And remarkable all at the same time. And they
how tall were they? Do you remember?
Sure, sure. They were like, I thought the guy who stood next to me, when he sat down, I would say my head came to a little over his shoulder. Pretty tall. I would estimate he's over 6 feet. Or 6 feet plus. You know, because I didn't watch him as he was sitting down. Because remember, these guys, they're not like full-bodied people. They're like if you can imagine putting a form to, if you're in an airport and you're seeing gas move behind the airplanes, well, imagine that, and now put outlines in that and colors and move it, and you're getting a picture of what they look like. And it's quite the outline, the opaqueness, the detail is all there.
Great. It's, you know, that sounds like those interdimensionals. Let me get out the phone number really quick. The call-in number is 877-270-8714. I hope that's it. And then is the alternative number working as well?
No, that wouldn't be it. That would be for the late night. The number is 877-876-5227. Yeah, and then for the Canada, of course, it's the 888 number, 810.
So what was that again, 877?
Oh, 877-876-5227 to all the listeners out there. They want to call in, of course, toll-free from the U.S. But if they want to call in from Canada, they'd dial 888, and that's 810-8322. And if the Canadian ever finds that number's not working, please let us know, because often enough, you know, that's an internet number. It's a regular number, goes through an internet company, and I'm not all that familiar with them, and I've had people tell me it is working, it isn't working. No, I really haven't gotten that definitive yet.
Yeah. Okay, so again, if everybody's got their pen, they can write the number down. It's 877-876-5227. And I think I put the other numbers up on the website, so hopefully people aren't calling that number. But anyway, yeah, we're definitely on a ride here. It seems like an interdimensional ride. There's some kind of little blog going around on the internet. Did you see that about the galactic superwave? I believe it's hitting right now, supposedly.
Something's so changed. Because when I go into meditation, it takes me less than a second to go as deep as I've ever been after an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be... I'm seeing shapes, shifts, shadows moving consistently, warmth, feelings, different energies, lightness. I'm feeling people connect at levels that they're not even sure they're... I mean, I don't even know if they realize the connecting that they're making with each other at this point in this growth. Because these people that are connecting, it's almost electrifying.
Have you noticed that a lot of the, you know, not to go down a level here, but I've noticed that a lot of things that ordinarily would have just been suppressed or pushed under the rug or, you know, we're not going to hear about for the next 10 years are
right.
just coming up almost immediately.
Oh, yeah, you see.
You know, and the exposure of you know, the dark forces as well as the
yeah.
opening of the light as well.
Look at the perfection of the plan. Isn't it beautiful?
Amazing.
It's amazing, man.
It's just the big amplifiers here, and it seems like the polarities are being well defined now. There's no gray areas anymore.
Very little gray.
Yeah, the action, you know, reaction and the deception, everything is just being shoved right up to the surface, and it just seems like, you know, we're getting hit with this karma cannon right now.
I know. And, of course, that could be as we, and you know, a lot of people told me Mercury in retrograde. And me, I still don't know how I feel about being affected by cycles of the moon. I'm sure I am, because every time Mercury goes into retrograde, I get dumped on. But things tend to work out. But, boy, the dumping on is wow. So I don't know.
Yeah, I felt that too. I'm real sensitive to the moon for some reason. And
yeah.
when we get a full moon, I'm just, you know, all over the place.
Basically. Oh, yeah, full moon, I'm nuts.
I'm one of those lunatics.
Yeah. You know, the people your mom says, stay away from him.
yeah.
We got to move.
Probably a good idea to go for a little midnight hike or something, you know, and burn off a bunch of energy. But, I used to do that. I used to take a stick, you know, a staff, and go walking out in the middle of the forest late at night. And then I used to do it all the time just to, you know, transcend any fear of the dark or the forest or whatever.
Yes, yes.
And
you're bringing me a memory that's just, wow, I love it. Keep going.
Yeah, I had the hair stand up on the back of my neck one time I was walking. I said, you know, something does not feel right out here. So I turned around and started walking back. And right over my footprints, stalking me, was one of the biggest, you know, mountain lion prints you ever saw.
Oh.
You know, so I was really glad, you know, that I tuned into that feeling that something isn't right. You know, there's always a warning when some danger is present, a very clear danger. And I know everybody's feeling something. You know,
yeah.
they're feeling something's on the horizon. They don't know what it is.
Yes, I was just saying, I have that feeling too. What is it, James?
Well, I have this feeling that some big, big changes are on the books, getting ready to unfold. And I also know, too, is there's some big-time intervention here that's assisting us with those changes. What I don't know exactly, and I don't think anybody knows, is how much we're going to get. And I think that depends on us, you know, as individuals and as a collective, as to whether we've, you know, chosen to take, you know, the upward spiral in spiritual evolution and live in harmony with each other and the planet.
Well, let's say you had you were going to give an opinion. What do you think? What do you think this means? It's something so powerful. It's almost tangible. What do you think
yeah.
that means, James?
Well, I know one thing is. This is going to sound kind of funny, but what I was hearing is the higher beings and the higher conscious energy and the beings that are aligned with the source. And there's many different beings out there. You know, there's
right.
the masters and the angelic kingdom and the ultra dimensionals and a lot of the very benevolent ETs. It seems like they're all combining their energies right now, and they're kind of, you know, to get earthy, they're opening up they're opening up a can of whoop ass on tyranny right now. So. You know, tyranny has a frequency,
yes.
and what I'm seeing is that they're tearing down the old grid, the grid that's very suppressive and keeping people, you know, unconscious and ignorant, and, you know, filling that grid with the higher consciousness and energy, adding their consciousness and energy, you know, to the collective consciousness of Earth, helping us, you know, to make this jump, this quantum leap in consciousness, which I feel is a perfectly natural event anyway. It's something that was going to happen anyway. They're just helping us smooth out the edges and kind of make this shift.
It feels like we're going to make a quantum leap is what it feels like. It's almost like we're gearing up to make a quantum leap. I don't know what that's the only way I can describe it. It does.
It seems like we're about ready to just step into a whole another dimension, you know, with all new rules.
Yes, it seems
much
like
more unlimited.
Yes, it's like, and there's the caller. We're looking at, put him on the air for you. Here we go. I love tying in this new system. Here we go. Yes.
Hi, Don. This is Ron.
Welcome.
Hi. Pleasure.
So, you gave me a jingle a little bit earlier today?
Yes. Oh, by the way, you're on the air, Ron. Just so you know, you are on the air with James Gilliland.
What's that again?
You're on the air. You're on the air with James Gilliland.
Right now.
You are on the air. You are talking live.
James, how are you?
Great. How you doing?
Doing very well.
All right. So how's what have you been experiencing lately? You want to share?
Boy, I'm. I know the light ship has been doing a lot of. I'll use the word off-planet, working with the dark side. I don't like to talk about the dark side that much, but there are the darkness energies that are from the darkness, that was not created by the light, that are giving us mind control here. And they have been doing a lot of battling with that to free us from this negative mind control.
I met that energy once. I truly did, Ron. I met it. I met it head on. I met it out there. It was an energy that was massively clouded, dense of blackness, waves of blackness outside the Earth, quite a distance, and huge. And it just, whoa, that's an experience that I truly, that's one of the few experiences that frightened me to my core.
You know, it does seem to be. There is some kind of a...
But that's long gone. It feels like that's been almost... You know, I've went out there since. I've seen it three times. Never got close like I did before and jump in and try to envelop it from the inside out. Man, that'll give you... Folks, if you ever want to have your mind played with on a level that will just leave you reeling from shock, yeah. And I don't... no fear here, but really, you can play with it. I mean, it's a... It's crazy, but
is Ron still with us?
Yeah, Ron. Yeah. But it felt like that energy mass has been dissipated significantly over the last few years. Almost like it may be even, I don't know if I had to quantify it, maybe a third of the strength.
Yeah, you are right. Yeah, I know. Here in Mount Shasta, these ships come in, the cloud ships, I call them, and. They alter the weather here, and you can see, I'll use the word faces. They look like skeleton heads, in a sense, or faces of graves in the clouds.
Right.
And they show up, and then when I see them, I just start battling them myself, shooting white light into them, and then the light chick comes, and sometimes it can look awful here. The whole horizon can be filled with these light ships trying to get energy from Mount Shasta.
Right.
Within an hour, they're gone.
Yeah.
And the weather changes completely here.
You know, we've seen that here. We've seen, actually, like lions in the sky, eagles, all these different formations, and they're undeniable because we filmed them, and people look at it, and I go, what does that look like to you? And they go, that's a lion, you know, or that's an eagle, or that's a... It's amazing, you know, the little artwork they're doing up there with these
might just be
air silks or some other energy working.
The animals themselves are actually good. That's my experience, and they're here warding off these other energies.
Mm-hmm. Do those beings in the light ship And I'm just going to tell you what I think their true form looks like. They look like a gold skin, some of them aboard, not all of them, because some of them look quite humanoid, but I think they have like a gold skin, small rounded heads, and they almost, not huge eyes like the big bug eyes, but a little bigger than human eyes, but very small, light being, very small, slender beings. Now, I don't know.
Yeah, there's on the light ship, there's all different beings, because this is your first thing.
Yeah, a whole ton of them. I mean, I don't know, but I don't know why then, James, I would get that what happened yesterday. You know, Ron did a clearing for me. Ron, thank you. You know, I was sitting there, and Dennis called me up. He said, how do you feel? I said, what do you mean? I said, I feel great. And he goes, oh, E.T. Ron was talking about you doing a clearing and something on the air. And I said, no, I really feel great. Wow, I got to remember to phone Ron. I don't know why. All of a sudden, I just, So thank you, Ron. But then that evening, of course, that's when that group came down. And it's very vivid to me because they will communicate often enough. And they'll sit there and they'll chatter and they'll communicate. And it's, wow. I mean, a group
of them. A lot
of the
ones that I've experienced are just telepathic. And they're, I've seen the inner earth boys. You know, a lot of them are actually kind of a greenish hue to their skin.
That's what I was saying. Like, a lot of them have a very reptilian, maybe it wasn't reptilian, but a reptilian color. A greenish tinge to their skin. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Because of the water and the lighting there as well that they're involved with. But a lot of them are copper-based, and we're iron-based, so they have just a different base than we do, which, you know, gives them that greenish-blue tint.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, you know, a lot of them are just our ancestors, and then they've got the Elfin Kingdom in there. They have some other ETs that were already there, based there, so it's a big mix.
So, Ron, do they like, I mean, do you probably see entities quite a bit, James. Ron, do you see them quite a bit?
Well, I'm there on the light ship 24/7, so yeah, I do see them.
Gotcha.
And what happens is that if I need to really focus on them, I can actually see their exact physical form, but down here, I don't need to have all that input of stimulus.
Right.
So I see them more as just a light being silhouette. But yeah, if I do have to step in as a doctor on the light ship and do procedures and help school them, yeah, then I'm actually there.
Gotcha.
And I can see what I'm doing and help them out in actually recreating new body parts and working with the holograms of people and life forms.
Right.
Hey, I've got a little intestinal thing going on. You can send them over here.
Okay.
I think it's the chemtrail soup is finally getting to me.
Oh, someone did a remarkable reading this morning. This was Jackie, the other day. The messenger, Jackie Allen, or Carolyn Allen, and Carolyn Evers. I got so many hosts, folks. Sorry. To the hosts I just walked on, I'm sorry. Carolyn Evers and Carolyn Allen. And someone called in and she said, you have intestinal problems. That's why I'm talking about it, because you just reminded me of that. And the lady said, yeah, she had intestinal problems. She goes, well, it's with parasites. And the lady confirmed that she had parasites from before. And she goes, well, but she had told her this whole lady. And then the lady just confirmed everything. And I thought, wow. You know, people, and I'm seeing this on our network, the hosts on our network are coming into their power. Their intent, their intent may have been to be of the highest service in this, that, or the other, but whatever it was, they're starting to magnify their potential. And it's amazing.
Yeah, I feel it in my own body sometimes when I'm talking to somebody, and then I have to remember, wait a second, this isn't mine.
Right. Yes.
And let it go.
Yes, exactly.
Sometimes I forget and hold on to it a little longer than I should. But
so what kind of intestinal problem do you have, James?
No, I'm not exactly sure. They did some really heavy-duty spraying here, chemtrail spraying low level. and it flattened the chickens out and killed a couple of them. And, you know, it's our good old boys trying to kind of make us go away. And ever since then, I've had some real, like, blockage on my right side.
Okay.
And you know, everything just closed up. I just got sicker than a dog and was, like, half dead.
Oh, man.
And
okay.
I did a lot of other things to clear it out, but I still have this residual that just doesn't quite want to let go.
Would you mind if we took you up right now for about 2 minutes to do this, to help you?
We might have some dead air space.
No, we can, you can still talk, so, let us have anybody else online.
Well, maybe I can run some music slowly underneath everything.
Yeah,
it'll be
okay. You guys can still talk, so I'll just say if anybody else is online who has an intestinal problem right now, just kind of think of that in their head, and we'll connect with them from the light chip, and, they will give you nutrients and do some detoxing on you right now. So, and this will take about 2 minutes. And you can just continue on with your show and talk.
Alrighty.
Right now you're connected, and they're running energies into everyone who has, I guess, this type of problem with chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, we've watched them here when they did the real big spraying. We watched the ships come in. And then all the clouds just turned into like this funnel cloud. One cloud, it just sucked it all up. And then they disappear, and it happens on a regular basis here. But they're doing like a major vacuum process. So they've been cleaning up the skies pretty good, but it caught us a little off guard and hit us really hard, you know, one day. But, you know, it smelled like diesel. I walk outside and I go, boy, who spilled the diesel? And you could actually taste it. It had a metallic taste to it. And there was some kind of a nerve agent in there, too, because it hit the chickens really hard. But, you know, the latest, the Idaho Observer just did a report on the chemtrails and what's in them. And it was, oh, God, I don't know how many. There's cancer agents in there, you know, aluminum oxide, barium. I think there was 7 bacteria in there. There's pneumonia. You know, all these bacteria were in these chemtrails, and you know, a lot of things that just shouldn't be there that are very toxic. So, you know, hopefully with, I think, Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich and some of the other senators getting behind this and just saying enough's enough and trying to pass legislation. So I'd definitely send them an email and say, hey, you know, put a stop to these chemtrails. Because,
thank God. Thank
you know,
God.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
It's just pure nuts. You know, something else really interesting happened, too, that I thought that was a little funny. They had a BBC, not our show, but, you know, from British Broadcasting. I don't know if you saw that, but the woman there was reading a script off her teleprompter, and she was talking about how Building 7 went down and it collapsed due to the fire and why it went down and everything. The whole time she was reading the script off this teleprompter, in the background they showed Building 7 and it was still standing. And, you know, so it shows this whole thing was scripted.
Yeah, I saw that. And then 15 minutes later, the building started to collapse behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and they released the script a little too early.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, here's a synchronicity for everybody. Do a little research on this. How many media companies are left? And now match that with how many big telecommunications are there? And when those numbers equal... You know something's getting a little weird.
Yeah. Well, I thought that's amazing because, you know, you can tell this whole thing was scripted and, you know, these guys are given the script on how the building went down, why it went down, everything else. There wasn't even an investigation. But, you know, you could see clearly without a doubt that those beams were blown. They had, you know, 45-degree angles right out of the top.
Without
and bottom.
A doubt.
And popped out, and there's no way that building came down. I mean, everybody pretty much knows now, anybody with common sense. But I love what this one guy said. He said, you know, right now you have two choices. You're either ignorant or you're in denial. Because the information is there for any reasonable mind. So basically we have the unreasonable and those with an agenda, you know. And
yeah,
it's still
yeah.
hanging on to the old story.
Yeah, you can't. Everybody, I think, people are aware. You know, they are aware of the situation. You know, it's very few people that aren't feeling something. Mm-hmm. And our government, boy, you know, we look at them now and we see this, and it's like the layers of an onion just kind of unfolding, peeling away. And the more they peel away, the more the truth, you see so much more of it, and yet you look around, and it's not really as affecting you as you thought it would because of the new energies and your balance and your harm and your unifying energies that are around you. But, man, when you really sit and look at the explosion of information that's coming out, wow. I mean, this is lifetimes worth of data coming out.
Yeah, we got, you know, I went on the Art Bell Show, and we did that experiment. I don't know if you're listening to that one, but we did the mass consciousness experiment to initiate contact. And it was amazing. We were just flooded with phone calls and emails worldwide with UFOs. It was just everywhere, you know, all around the world. And a lot.
I love it. That's fabulous.
And so, you know, you really think about that. Okay, Art got thousands and thousands of emails. They couldn't even keep up with it, with the amount of sightings and the activity. So, you know, you really think about it. Okay, they had thousands and thousands and thousands of sightings out there. How many hit the press? You know, how many hit the news?
Yeah.
I think two.
Yeah, well, it's exactly. See, the media, I mean, look at it, the media, and then the telecommunications company. I'm telling you, when you look at the flow of information and who owns it.
Oh, yeah.
And they own it all.
You know, you're not going to hear anything about UFOs or alternative energy or fuelless energy or the new hydrogen splitters on demand where you can run your car on water.
Yeah, not here in this country, and you're not going to hear it by the big major media outlets that own it, and most of the media worldwide, I might add. Like TBN, TBN's, you know, I mean, they're the largest, aren't they?
Yeah, well, that's why our little BBS radio station here is the one to listen to.
That's right, that's right.
To get the real news.
To get the real news, the truth.
But, I've been seeing over and over again that the conscious and energy coming in is just tearing this grid down. And, it's the apocalypse, which means the great uncovering. It means everything is going to be uncovered. Everything is going to be seen for what it is. And, you know, when with this quickening, I think there's a karmic reaction that's going to be accelerated greatly.
Mm.
And I'm seeing that. What's amazing that here in the States, it seems like the States, we're the last one to figure it out.
Oh, well, of course, because the media and the corporations began here, and they dominate the industries. And from every form of local, regional, and national governments, and all the various subdivisions of that you know of and don't know of, I mean, it's all backwards and controlled, manipulated. Here, more than any other country, that's why you have the illusion of more freedom than any other country. That's the real beauty.
Exactly. It's pretty unbelievable because all across Europe, you know, we're like the laughing stock.
Oh, sure. And we think we're the freest.
It's unbelievable. They're just like laughing, going, "Don't you guys even know what's going on in your own country?"
Yeah.
And that's how you have to find out what's going on in your own country, is by tuning in to the news from the other countries.
That's
right.
Tuning into the world. Tune into the internet. I mean, you know, I do often. I will call in the light before I seek information. And almost on a daily basis, I will say, bring me the information that will be of the highest service to me, that will bring me along, you know, my road of truth, and let it fall into my lap wherever I go. And so as I do that, often enough, I always get the right information now, and it makes sense much more than it ever did before, and that's because I've asked. It's really that simple. You can do that. Don't get upset if it's not coming that fit, but you'll get the information you probably should pay attention to.
I go to John Stewart for my news, you know. He's not the only one telling.
Oh, there's a few of them. There's that one. Who's that one? Who's the one who constantly speaks so loud on YouTube? That one reporter with the glasses. Great guy.
Oh, Oberman.
Oberman. Yeah.
Yeah, Oberman too. He's awesome.
Now
he's
him,
great.
I would like to sit down with him and have a coffee and just say, "Hey, man, I love you."
I think between Oberman and John Stewart, you'll really know what's going on.
Yeah.
The rest, forget it.
The rest, you know, that's right.
Keith Oberman, I believe it is.
Yes, that's right.
But
I love that guy. I mean,
he's
like
the voice of America. Everything that we really want to say but don't have the guts.
And, you know, I mean, I honestly love that man. And if anybody wants to tell him, Don Newsom loves him. If he wants to believe I'm homo and or I'm that way, so be it. And I, you know, I don't mind. I have a lot of friends that are the you know, I got to tell you, I have the greatest friends of all walks in life. But if you want to tell him I love him, go for it. You send him emails, tell him Don Newsom loves that man. Why?
I thought we're all homos, aren't we?
That's
like
right.
Homo sapiens,
that's right. And I truly love that man because I think any man that can stand up in the media and talk the way he does is, God, he's exactly what I've been trying to do. You know,
let's start a campaign. I think you may have already started it, but we need like a Keith Olbermann for president and John Stewart for vice president.
Bingo. Hey, why don't we start that trend?
Wouldn't that be outrageous?
That would be awesome.
I would vote for both of them.
So would I.
That's a tragic comedy anyway, what's going on. You know, why not just be realistic and, you know.
Oh, it is a tragic comedy. It's absolutely sick, especially with Hillary. And the whole bump up with Hillary and Gore, I love that. And you're feeding in the all the little mix and the betrayals and the news and one party against the other party and the Democrats are now the People's Party once again. Isn't that beautiful, folks? It's insane.
There is no party. There's just the illusion that we have a choice.
That's right. That's it.
Until we refigure that one out, that's where we're going to be. But you know, with these groups, like, I think it's awesome what Code Pink is doing, where all the women are dressing up in pink and marching on the White House, and I think, you know, using love and truth and just the ultimate power and the women standing up in their power, I think that's so awesome.
I love the women of this world. I love the women of this world.
And,
yes.
And the V, you know, people, V for victory,
yes.
Victory or whatever.
Yes.
Vendetta.
Vendetta, right.
They're, you know, they all get together with Code Pink and get the peace.
People don't realize how close they were. The people who are sitting at home, you know, they go to work and they pay attention to the TV news. They really don't know how close they are to losing all of their freedom. I mean, completely.
Oh, yeah. You know, till it comes and hits you at home, you're not going to do anything about it until it affects you personally. You know, when that screen goes blank, and then you go,
yeah.
What happened? You know, the big
exactly.
Reality check. And, you know, the beer stops flowing and they can't make their Humvee payment or, you know, their condo payment or whatever, and they lose their job, then all of a sudden they're going to go, you know, maybe I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, exactly.
Or when the earth can't sustain life anymore and we have massive food shortages and all these other things going on, they're going to go, well, maybe those guys were right.
Maybe they were right. Well, you know, I'm a believer in the environment's going to get cleaned. And we're going to clean it. We're all going to clean it. They're going to help. We're going to do it. And it's going to get done.
Oh, yeah. You know, I just hope they don't hit the reset button. You know. Because, you know, it's, you know, the Earth will survive. She has her own reset button. And she'll continue, you know, on and on and on. It's humanity that's going to be, you know.
Well, then you have to believe that the few who manipulate and control the many have all the power. And they don't. Because if you're to believe that they're to roll it up and hit the switch, then you have to say there's some way that this plan wasn't perfect this go around and that really the evilness within us all really got us all once again. I just Nope.
Here's a reality check for these guys, basically. And I don't want to say these guys because they're all a reflection of us.
Yes, exactly.
But basically, what I see is that, you know, how much gold does it take to exact self-worth? I mean, they're sitting on trillions and trillions of dollars. I think they'd be bored. But
you think that they don't even see it anymore. In fact, they live in such opulence, folks. I've been through some of it. It's so opulent that when you're around it for so long, you don't see the gold lining and the marble and all the other beautiful intricacies and carvings. And it's just like your money to them is just it's not even the money. It's the ownership of the people. It's truly the manipulation.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to, is that when you are controlling all these people, they in fact control you because their next move depends on what you do.
That's right.
And, you know, they move and then you have to move with it.
That's right.
And they have to control here and they have to control there.
Yep.
So they aren't free.
They aren't free. That's right.
You know, they're owned by what they have. You know, they're owned by their program, and they're not free at all. And now the third thing is, the ultimate power in the universe is aligning with the source itself and allowing that love and joy and bliss to flow through you. That's power.
Yes.
I mean, that's wealth. That's power. That's the real power, the real wealth. And
sure.
They missed it.
That's right.
They totally missed it. So these people are very poor. They're very poor in consciousness. They're very poor in spirit. They're very poor in the amount of love and joy they're surrounded with. And they're surrounded with people that really want to get a hold of their kingdom.
True, true.
You know, so where's the gain other than a whole lot of karma?
Yeah, it's true.
You know, there's no gain whatsoever. And I think a lot of these guys are waking up right now, and they're going, you know, it's time to start investing back into the awakening and healing of humanity, the earth. Start giving.
It really is.
I hit the end of this rope, and there's no love, there's no joy here, there's no peace. It just doesn't work anymore. I don't feel good anymore. The money's, you know, not bringing me joy or happiness. They're ready to kind of turn around and say, you know, it just isn't happening. You know, we're going to try something else. And I think a good portion of them are turning around.
They are. I think so
many. And there's the old holdouts, you know, they're going to hold out to the end probably. There seems to be a vast majority of people that are realizing that it's not the gold, it's not the money that makes you happy. It's, you know, the amount of really good friends you have, good, loyal, loving friends.
That's
family,
right.
You know, that's the wealth right there.
Who's going to populate your coffee shop when it's all said and done?
Yeah. And, you know, nature as well, that's the biggest wealth to me, is being out in nature and just watching. You know, unfortunately, they're logging like crazy around here now.
Oh, yeah.
And we used to have just beautiful forests around us, and they're just going by the wayside too as well. But, you know, and these people just blast these trees down to get that new truck.
You know, it's funny. It's funny. I went through that. My father, I went in the oil business and tried to deplete mom of her oil, of her blood, life blood, and I failed 21 wells. Folks, we hit some gushers, and then we tried to finish them. We either drilled through the casing, left the drill bit in, perfed the wrong spot, perfed it and gushed hundreds of barrels of oil just coming and flowing. And then we would build the tanks, cap it off, build the tanks, and then open her up, and it would be water. And then my father, before that, we used to timber. My father put a lot of money into a timber mill. I think it was over $100 million. And it went into a timber mill, and we were going to timber off most of northern British Columbia. Yeah, really, it was quite a lease, and there was a whole sort of thing. And that never worked out. And 2 years later, bust. He busted. So when it comes to doing the wrong thing for some people, if you're in the wrong industry and you feel your life's a mess, it may be because you're in the wrong industry and your life's a mess.
Yeah.
So if you work for a logging company and you feel that they're not being fair to nature, and you work for one of these outfits, these industries, like if you work for a media company and you're one of those people that phones me on the phone asking me for the paper, and you constantly hear me saying, when you tell the truth, I'll buy the paper, then, you know, those, you people are the ones we need help from. We need help from you people that are out there actually in these industries that are a part of these industries that are not being honest and helpful to us and to humanity as a whole. And you need to. And I know it's risky. It's risky, but you know, unless we all stand together, you know.
You know, I think what's going to happen is that, you know, it's already happening, all these deathbed confessions and things of that nature where people are really spilling the beans on everything now. And there's a lot of people that are just having these attacks of integrity that are sponsored by this new energy coming in. And they're just saying, I just can't do this anymore. And I think eventually, you know, the universal principles that are necessary for a healthy society and environment are within this higher consciousness and energy, and it's going to start activating people's souls, and they're just going to say, I can't do this anymore. This doesn't work. And that's, you know, as a counselor, I get call after call after call of people right now saying, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they're working for the pharmaceutical companies or the oil industry or the war industry, and they're just saying, you know, I just can't do this anymore.
I know of a guy
for a while, and now it's screaming at me.
Well, I know of a guy whose job it is to spread disinfo. Really, truly, I know one of these kind of guys. And he said the same thing to me. You're telling me you hear quite a bit. It's just too much. This is crap. I don't know why I'm doing this. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think basically the bottom line is we just, you know, have to back away and give no more support to anything that's
harmful to humanity. Yeah, that's right. Exactly. It's not that difficult, folks. If you stop doing what you believe is wrong or doing what somebody else tells you is wrong, your life will get better.
You know, it's really hard. You know? It's really hard. Somebody says, we want you to go to this other country and kill people. Let me think. No.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey, we want to go chop down this rainforest. Let me think. No.
If folks, look, they're putting the RFID chips in soldiers, from what I understand. And we've got Morgellians running around. And Morgellians, to me, is, I think, something innately produced because of the body rejecting the RFID chips. Why? Because the polymers, the way they design those RFID chips with that fiber optic polymers and such, I think that's the same stuff that's coming in these lesions. Now, that's a guess. I've told this on the air before to somebody because this is my own opinion of what of technology gone wrong in the human body. But these soldiers, I mean, they don't even have to just worry about that. By the time they get done with all the inoculations and the drugs and souped up on the various other drugs that they give them and send them out there, whoa, these kids are so whacked out. By the time they come back, they're too whacked out to complain. They're too whacked out to even, you know, become, because at that point, they're just, They stutter, they have poisonings, their skin gets ugly, and some of the, what we're doing to our kids.
You know, there's another thing going on with the bees. I'm sure you've heard about that. There's just a mass die-off of the bees, and they're saying like 1 out of 3 bites or something like that. I'm not sure we owe to the bees, you know, of our food. And you really think about it, you know, with no bees, you know, there goes a lot of the fruit, you know, orchards.
Whoa, with no bees. Whoa, the repercussions of that would be catastrophic, actually.
Everything. It's just amazing. But, you know, you really, when you look at what's in these chemtrails, it's no wonder the bees are dying. I might, you know, ethylene dibromide, a banned pesticide.
Well, think of your hot tubs.
Your house with it.
You know your hot tubs? Have you ever guys looked at the new filters and what they put into those new filters? What do they call them? Bromide filters.
Yeah.
Now, think putting that in your hot tub because why? It's more effective than what? Chlorine?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
And then it ends up all
up. You look at the mass
in the waterways.
Chemtrail.
Sure.
You know, you look at the mass chemtrail spraying and it's and going on and those huge crisscross patterns in your sky. Now, the only good news is we don't have any mosquitoes around here anymore.
Yeah, well.
Because they're all snuffed out.
They're snuffed out.
So something took out the mosquitoes, too, which is probably going to make the frogs pretty hungry, this new hatch. They may not have much to eat, but,
well,
you know,
it's, interesting how this is all progressing.
And then you add the oceans, you know, where they say we're going to run out of fish in just a few years. And
well, all the chemicals are getting into the waterways. All of this, all of these bromides, these cleaners, detoxifiers, and I mean, everything is getting into the waterways.
They're safe alternatives.
They're dumping it in there. Pardon me?
There's safe alternatives for almost everything we're doing that
we're doing
to this planet.
Absolutely.
And until the people raise up in consciousness and awareness and are aware of the condition of the planet, and, you know, this is going to continue until, you know, one day we're going to say, wait a second, there's no oxygen left, you know, because the forest and the plankton's gone and the dead zones in the ocean and, you know, those are falling rapidly or, you know, the fish are gone and, you know, people are going, hey, there's no bees, you know, where are we going to get our food?
They don't care about that.
They're all in the moment.
Yeah, they truly do not care one iota. In fact, they're hell bent on actually trying to create a chaotic world because they actually feel in the end that they could come back and have the slaves and do all the work it would require to grow their own food and lord over their little kingdoms and keep all the money and all the control. But, man, you create that much devastation on this planet. It'll get everything in the end.
You know, we could live on this planet abundantly and organically and very, you know, there's such a beautiful life that we could have here if we just woke up and started being conscious. And I think the big wake-up call is coming.
I guess Ron left. Sorry.
And I have no doubt that there's going to be some major earth changes coming up, as long, you know, as well as a huge shift in higher consciousness and energy.
Yes.
And, you know, I think if we wake up quick enough and invoke our own desire, you know, for help from these other higher realms, we could mitigate a lot of these changes coming up.
I know we can.
Very important. But
and prayer is going to be a big part of that, folks.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Well, I love you, James. I love you. I'm going to let you close off here. I've been on here. You're the best. Thank you. I truly, you're the best.
It's been a great show. We'll have to get more callers in next time. But
yes, didn't have many. True.
Thank Ron for me. I don't know if Ron's still there.
He actually, I think I heard him click up, and I remembered, oh, he must have still been on the line. Then the whole line cleared up, and all the static noise went away, and I thought, oh, must be gone. But he is going to be on next, folks. E.T. Ron's coming up next with the Creation Lightships Healings, yeah.
Well, I better sign off here. So this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, and thank you, Don and Ron and everybody else that called in. Have a great evening. Good night.